You got him!
Charlie, stay where you are. Charlie, would you listen to me? Stay up there.
He's Santa. You killed him.
Did not. And he's not Santa.
Well, he was.
Who the fuck you think you're snapping at?
You're sitting there looking at your phone.
I was waiting for the
fudge.
I was waiting for the intro to calm itself down. And now we can start the show.
I'm just making sure that you weren't too wrapped up.
So, hey everybody, I am Aaron.
I'm Brian.
And Scott.
And this is Sick Invite Podcast, and we're back for another week of podcasting. We found out we have a fucking listener in California. I'm really excited about it.
Was that the Jeff Porter?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, dude. So
shout out to Jeff.
So we're up to two.
That we know of. The rest are secret.
We're like a virus, dude. We're slowly spreading across the country.
Yeah. Usually people know the names of viruses, though.
Have you ever played the game Plague on your phone?
Plague Inc.
Have you ever played it?
No.
Oh, so it starts off small and then gets huge, and it's these red dots. There's just two very small red dots on Arizona and California right now. So, and we have to find a way to like put the plague inside of a bird and send it across the United States.
I like how you compare a podcast to something that nobody wants to have.
Ah, whatever, dude.
Well,
so
does anybody really want us?
No, that's the point.
I mean, you know,
that's why we're doing this. Anyways, welcome to the show. This is another Christmas episode, if you didn't understand by the intro. And then next week will be our Christmas Eve episode.
Yes.
So, will you be here for that?
On Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
I don't think I'm doing it. I don't know. I'll check because I know we have like a ton of stuff planned, and I'm just like, I don't know what's going on. So we might have something planned.
You know what? If he's not here, we're doing it because we never didn't say anything that we weren't, and Brian likes to make shit up so he can get out of things.
No, it's not making shit up. I'm just literally thinking that I think we have something to go to that night. If we can push it to like a Friday, I'd be down.
I work on Friday.
I know. It's
we'll figure it out.
Typical thing.
A typical thing to work. Yes, I'm sorry. I must earn wages
in
order to pay my bills. It's usually how a job goes. So anyways, we have, I don't know. It might be a lot to talk about. It might not. But we got Star Wars. We all went and saw Star Wars.
Yeah.
Me and Scott went up to Flagstaff for the most fastest 4-hour trip of our lives.
The fastest rageful fucking road trip ever.
Wait, were you guys yelling at each other?
No. But
Aaron yells at everybody else.
Yes.
And that's typically how it goes.
Anyways, we have Snack
of
the Week.
It's not to my liking.
And we have Beer of the Week, which Scott fell on a sword because Brian's like, oh, I don't have to bring anything anymore.
I've brought in things the past 2 weeks in a row.
No. Anyways.
It's true. But
sometimes you have to bring the snack. Sometimes you have to bring the beer.
Well,
that's the way it works.
Then why didn't you say anything?
I did.
You did not.
I did.
Show me evidence.
Okay. I have text right here.
Sometimes you bring the beer
and the snacks. Yes. I've been on that receiving end. There's only one person who has it. We're looking at Brian. Anyways.
Sorry, I actually bring it when you guys tell me to. But Aaron just likes
Well, don't
to
worry
show
because we're going to get a whiteboard.
We probably need it because every week we always text each other and like, hey, who's got it? And then it's an argument.
As long as we put like little stickers with happy faces and shit on
it. I was going to put the magnets, like a green, pink, and like yellow one. And that way.
Gold star for you, Marcus.
It will coincide with what we're bringing or what we're doing that week. I know we promised you guys Classic Movie Rewind, but we had a very busy week and I wasn't able to watch the film. I'm the only one. It's my fault. We're going to push it back a week. Sorry.
I didn't watch it either.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, I thought you said.
No, I was going to watch it before we came over.
Okay,
cool. So I was trying to get these guys to stall out and so I could watch the movie. And then they're like,
I
want to
hurry
it.
Up and watch it we and review it so we can get to Brian so we can hurry up and watch his.
Well, why don't we
review it?
Why don't we do
he
like towards the
anything.
End?
Do yeah, you, I don't do have one right now because we said we're going to push it.
Oh, well, fuck.
We're not going to come up with two movies and like confuse people.
Well, I was going to say at least then I had an idea of what we were going to be watching. But
it's okay. So, but I have a really good one. I cannot wait to share with you guys. Anyways, As always, we start the show. We got a beer. What beer did you bring, Scott?
I quickly ran into the store and grabbed...
Scott's a true hero.
I get the text on the way over. We don't have any fucking beer. So I ran and grabbed the... I'm assuming it's Deschutes.
Deschutes.
Deschutes Brewing Company, and it's the Pacific Wonderland Lager. Now, I grabbed it because it said Wonderland, so I thought it was maybe like a holiday. I don't think it's a holiday.
Winter Wonderland?
It's not Winter Wonderland. It's
just a specific
one. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I understand your thought process, because it kind of looks like it's got white little peaks.
Yeah, I thought there was like little snow-capped mountains and little bikers.
It's a lager. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a lager that says, what the fuck does it say? Inspired by the Pacific Northwest.
Did you notice it's expired?
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah. 11/02/17.
Oh, mine's 123/18.
I think you got the expired one. Is that what it says, or does it say packaged on?
It says best by 11/02/17.
Dude, that sucks.
Yeah, mine says 123.
Yeah. Cheers, Scott.
Yeah. Enjoy your diarrhea.
I don't think it goes bad that quickly.
I have no idea. Oh, all right. Scott's leaving us.
Yeah, Scott, bye, Scott.
He no longer needs to be in the part of the show. He doesn't say anything and just gets up and does his own thing. What the fuck are you doing?
I had to get power to the computer.
Oh, okay. All you have to do is say something. It is. We will take care of it.
See, the greatest thing about doing a podcast is that your listeners don't know what the fuck you're doing. So yeah, by me getting
but
up.
Anytime Scott twitches a finger, Aaron's like, hey, what are you doing?
Because it doesn't make any sense that I'm sitting here talking. Look, when you're doing a podcast, and I know a lot of people probably think it's super easy, but you look at the person you're talking to, and if there's a guy on your right who's just like waving his flailing his arms, and
he was
getting
not
up
flailing,
and
he was just getting up to turn on a light.
I literally,
turn the fan.
I took my headphones off and I got up to walk 4
Granted,
feet.
I was concerned. I'm like, is Scott like gonna go pee?
Yeah,
like,
I know he doesn't say shit, and you know he's not on mic. So
I mean,
what,
but like, you just give it a second.
Yeah, well, it's distracting. It's distracting in our womb.
In our
delicious womb of podcasts.
This is so dumb. I do want to get. I want you to give an update on the football bet.
Oh,
well, yeah, it's fucking.
I've officially won today with the Saints' victory over the Jets and the Cardinals' loss to the Redskins.
Yeah.
So everybody, go back, listen to that first episode where literally Brian and Scott were scoffing. Oh no. No, you sir are insane. I don't think so.
This is very dramatic. I think
it's
we
not.
Were no, I think we were confident, but not like we weren't like, oh, the Saints are gonna suck dick.
I think you said the Saints are gonna suck dick.
No, well, let's be honest here. Did you feel like the Saints were gonna have as good a season as they're having right now?
In the beginning of the season, no.
Exactly. Yeah.
But,
and I felt like the Cardinals actually had a good team put together.
Because at that time, Carson Palmer was healthy. David Johnson was healthy.
Yep.
Like, everything was sunshine and roses. And then week one,
and
everything went to shit. And it's just been
shit
since
on shit.
Then. Well, pretty much.
Whatever excuses you guys need to come
up
with.
It's not an excuse because we're gonna pay off the bet. We're just like giving explanations of why we said what we did. Oh. That's what you do when you're trying to explain something.
Oh, okay.
You actually give facts and figures of why you thought the way you did.
I understand that. And I thought the way I did because our defense was fucking unstoppable during the preseason, which came back in the third week against Carolina. We swept Carolina. We did lose to the Falcons last week, which is a bummer. But we play them again this weekend after a really amazing victory over the Jets.
How much did they beat them by?
31 to
hard fought win there.
31-19.
Okay.
I don't know. Hard fought win? What do you mean?
Yeah, against the fucking Jets.
Whatever, dude. Carolina had a problem with them too.
I mean, it's a win's a win. The Cardinals lost against some shitty opponents this year.
Dude.
Well, they're fucking dilapidated fucking offense, and the defense can't do every fucking thing.
Yeah. I'm excited for the Saints to go to the playoffs because there's no way they're not going to get a wild card spot unless some fucking the craziest of crazy happens. There's only 2 games left.
That was going to be my next question: is how are they doing in playoff contention?
They will be.
They're in.
They're
as long as they win the division.
No, they don't even have to win the division. They have to beat. I think they're in, dude. To be honest, because if they lose to Atlanta again, that'll bring them to 10-5, and then Atlanta's 10-5, depending on what happens tomorrow. And then they have to beat Tampa Bay, which is another division game. Even if they lose out both of those, they'll still probably be second place because Atlanta has the hardest schedule in the NFL. So they would have to, Atlanta have to beat Carolina, and Carolina is pretty tough right now. So we will be in. We will be either a wild card or we will win the division. But I don't think we could beat the Rams, to be honest. They're just, ugh.
I mean, do you think they'll make it past the first round?
Is that if we play Carolina or Atlanta, yes. And those are the two teams that we will have to play. Yes, okay. I think they can beat Atlanta, and I think they can beat Carolina because they've done it. And then once we get past that, it's either going to be the Rams or Philly. Okay. So,
you must be stoked. Must be nice.
Yeah, I don't know. Last time we beat Philly, so in the playoffs. But, I mean, every time we get to that second round,
Philadelphia doesn't have Carson Wentz.
The NFL, man. I mean, anything can fucking happen.
Exactly. Dude. But I'm actually really excited because the Jacksonville Jaguars just got their first playoff berth since 2007, and they are the most fun team to watch in the NFL right now.
I don't think I've watched a game of theirs.
Oh, dude, it's awesome.
I just don't think their offense is powered enough to get them too deep into the playoffs.
Blake Bortles will fucking your world up. He 41 points in fantasy today, dude. Yeah,
why are they so fun to watch? Like, is it just like explosive
it's
offense?
It's an explosive offense. Their defense makes powerful stops. They're just really fun to watch.
Oh, so, that's cool. I might have to check that out next week.
Yeah, I'm digging the Jaguars. That's my favorite team on the AFC. I hate the Steelers. I hate the Patriots. So
yeah, I mean, they're two.
Unless they're your team, I think it's everybody fucking hates them.
Yeah. So, and anyways, so that's it. You guys owe me Fogo de Chao. I would like to collect early 2018.
That's fine.
So
we'll give Scott time to save up for it.
I gotta save my shekels.
Oh my god, do they have any coupons?
He's like going home smashing fucking piggy banks.
He's like trying to like,
and we're going to dinner too, not lunch. So you have to pay for the dinner, not
the
lunch.
Fine. Nobody cares. I didn't know there was a price difference.
Probably busy.
Oh yeah, no, you're not busy. You gotta pay the bet.
You know what I'm doing? The bet. I'm bringing a fucking little vial with some shards of glass in it, so we can get that shit for free.
Oh, I knew you were gonna say something like that. Maybe like Scott's gonna come back and be like, "Sir, I found a rat in my meat." The guy's like, "That's not gonna happen." He just have like a dead rat. That
sir,
you brought in.
This is a pubic hair. That's like a handful of fucking hair, sir. How did that get in there?
You're like, I don't know. You have clippers in one hand.
We should celebrate the fact that we made it to the end. I mean, we made it to the whole football season with the show. We only missed one show because of Thanksgiving, and mm-hmm. I really don't want to miss next week. That's why we will do it if we have to.
Yeah, we didn't fucking Guns N' Roses this shit and fucking just kill each other and
I love
say,
that.
Fuck this
I,
shit.
I love that.
There's been time. We've been close.
I don't think we have.
No,
I've never been close to quitting. But maybe you have, because you're weird.
No, never say I was close to quitting. I'm just saying we've had some arguments.
Yeah, we do have arguments.
That's typical.
So, anyways, there was something else I was going to bring up, but I totally forgot what it was. So, way to put the train derail, whatever.
You just derailed it even more.
Yeah.
I'm trying to explain how you derailed it.
I know. There's something I want to. Oh.
Are you all right?
Like, yeah. I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
I'm bringing this up on the show. Which is probably a bad idea, but I don't care because the show is the show. I'm gonna spit it out.
I'm waiting now.
So, what is your stance on? Okay, so say you had a girlfriend or a boyfriend or whatever. Not clearly, neither of you have had a boyfriend. Maybe. I don't know.
back in the early days.
What is your stance on a girlfriend who like fucked you over really, really bad? So you run in, you find a way to communicate with them and you find out they're doing horrible and you are excited about it. And then you tell your significant other about it. And they have, like, they are not happy.
That you connected with this person?
Not that I connected with them.
But you're, like, catching up.
So are you saying that you basically, you like, Facebook stalked somebody?
So, shocker.
Shocker, Aaron's weird.
I got banned from Facebook for 30 days. So a lot of the people,
which I think this is like the second time during the run of the show so far.
Yeah, honestly, it might be the third in some ways. No,
I've only been banned twice this
year. No, you got removed from the man group. That's a different thing. Okay.
So when I fire up my other account, the people that have my OG account that have me blocked are not blocked on this account. So they'll pop up in the people you may know thing. And it's like they share an account. So since I'm friends with my actual other profile, Facebook has some weird algorithm. So I saw an X in my, people you may know, and I was like,
Scott, are you buying this?
I swear to God.
I can appreciate the fact that you sometimes, it's like when you're YouTubing and then pretty soon you're watching like fucking pimple videos.
Oh, dude, that's the best.
You find yourself at 2 a.m. on the dark side of fucking YouTube. I think Facebook is the same. Like, you fall down the rabbit hole of clicking and fucking friends of this person and friends of this person. Then you're looking at friends lists and you're fucking downward spiral.
You're so right. Well, what the deal was is I was at work and I was super fucking bored because on Saturdays and Sundays I don't really do anything. And it just popped up and I was like, so, you know, I clicked the profile and I saw a weird thing that this person had moved. And I was like, what is going on? So I needed to know the story. It had nothing to do with attraction. It had nothing to do with anything but attraction. So I sent the message. I didn't even think I'd get a response. I was just like, hey, you popped up in people I may know. What's going on?
Oh, so you messaged.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Okay, see, I thought you were just like snooping around.
Wait, you messaged her?
Like maybe read some posts or something?
This changes. I was originally having a thought like, yeah, this isn't that bad. And now.
Okay, so it is bad.
I can't believe you've done this.
Because it doesn't make any sense why you would do it.
I know, I understand, but I was bored and I wanted to know.
That doesn't matter.
The
if
story.
You're bored, do what Scott does. Go look at pimple pop videos. Like, that's what you do.
No, I agree.
I go and look at people playing PUBG and getting screwed over. It's a lot of fun.
I understand, but like I said, I was bored and I was.
That's not an excuse.
I let the curiosity get the best of me, dude.
You always do.
And I needed to know, but I wasn't reaching out as a friend. I wasn't like, hey, I'm here for you. What's going on? I was reaching out.
Hey, bitch, how you doing?
I was just like, hey, you popped up on my friends list. I see this has changed. Do you want to tell me the story?
That's a really fucking weird way to go about that.
I know, because I want people to know that I'm not interested. I just need to know the fucking story.
So he says, I'm not interested,
but I'm really interested.
But what up?
No, I mean, I'm interested in the story. I'm not interested in the person.
But why do you care about the story?
I don't know. I don't know why.
You're a weird guy, man.
Okay, so that is weird.
It's weird.
Okay, so.
See, when you were talking about, like, kind of the stalking thing.
Yeah, like, okay,
I was
everybody,
like,
eh,
okay,
everybody's
everybody
done
does,
that.
Yeah, everybody does that.
Like,
shit.
I've looked at, like, old girlfriend's profile and be like, ha. Hopefully she's doing terrible. I don't go message her and be like, hey, how terrible are you doing without me?
Hey, are you 400 pounds with 6 kids on welfare yet?
Well, the good news is she pretty much was. Her whole life was like a total fucking train wreck. That's how it felt. She had fucked me over and her life was just spiraling out of control. And it made me feel so good about myself. I didn't even say bye. I just immediately blocked her, and I moved.
You just put a smiley face and then end chat.
It just made me feel so good. And now,
wait, can you say who it is?
It was April.
Oh yeah, she sucks.
Yeah,
I mean, it's fine. Like I'm.
She left me on my birthday. It's a whole
she's
thing.
She's a terrible
it,
person.
She's a terrible
she's a big
human
drug
being.
User.
Yes, I didn't care about her at all. I just needed to know why she was supposedly living in Colorado, but she wasn't really because.
But why would you message her, dude? That's so weird.
Because I was bored. Well, don't worry, because I had the fucking fight of my life last night.
It's the fucking idle hands, man.
It is.
Scott and I can like tame our boredom. Like we're like, oh yeah, I could be interested in this, but. I'm just going to go look at this panda video of him sneezing and scaring
the funny thing
the baby.
Is, though, that I'm obviously, I mean, it's been put out there that I'm older. And
what? No.
Scott, no.
Fucking Gandalf over here.
Why are we just now finding this out?
It's just crazy. But I didn't grow up in the whole fucking social media craze.
Either did I, though. Technically.
Yeah, technically neither of us did. No. But you guys had grow up as far as like, I was like 18 when Facebook started.
But you were younger.
I had Snake on my fucking Nokia back in high school. There was no checking to see if Susie Joe was single and going to. And
but you guys have had more. See, I don't give a fuck, dude. Like,
the first time
social media for me is like, you know, it took me forever to get onto Facebook, first of all, because I just didn't want to fucking be on it. And then once I was on it, I had to fucking learn, man, that I'm just like, you just fucking kind of have to keep your fucking arm's length from it because
when you
start fucking diving down into shit, this is the shit that happens, dude. You get in trouble.
You're right. And but no, and I mean, granted, Kim had every right to be mad at me. And
yeah,
but the first thing I did is after I blocked her, I called her. I called Kim.
Oh, I thought you called.
I mean, this is the first thing I did. I immediately blocked her, and then I got on the phone and I called Kim, and I was like, hey, just so you know, I messaged my ex and then I blocked her and she's doing terribly. And
like, she gives a shit.
Thank you. It was bad. I fucked up and I totally admit that, but I just, to me, it doesn't seem like a big deal because I was not reaching out for sex.
You kind of have to look at it from Kim's perspective.
Like, hey, do you still love me? I was reaching out as, hey, what's going on in your life? What is the story has happened since we last left this the way it was?
Like, that's fine. Like, I understand that, but like, I can understand where Kim would be, visibly like upset by it.
She was.
Yeah, she should be because that's really stupid. Like, it's not like it ended on good terms where you guys were like still friends, cordial. No,
we hated each other.
Yeah,
I still hate her.
So you still hate her, but you messaged her anyways. Yeah, like, that sounds weird.
I know, but it's like, don't you just hate somebody? I don't know how to explain it, but it's just the hate
you
that
hate
fuels
everybody.
You. No, I don't really hate everybody. That's just a persona I give off online. Like, I love my friends. I love my family. There are about four people in my life that I hate with every fucking fiber of my being, and she's one of those four people. And that makes me curious. It's like, I hate you so much. If you're making $1,000,000 right now and
I'm pretty sure we would have heard about that.
I'm just saying, like, if you're doing super well for yourself, that, I don't know, that would depress me more. I don't
know.
Then
why would you dive deep into this, dude?
That is a great question.
I don't understand, your mindset on all this.
I don't know. I don't know if she would have.
It's the curiosity killed the fucking cat.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. And Aaron's the cat.
See, people always give me shit because I come across that I give no fucks about anything.
Yeah, it's frustrating as fuck sometimes.
But that is exactly why, man. I am able to detach myself from this other bullshit because I don't want to fucking know, man.
I feel like I'm good at annoying
I'm with
the
you.
Shit
I'm
out
with
of
you there.
Because I've been trying to.
That you what?
Annoy the shit out of you.
Why are you trying to annoy people?
No, I just want to see because I never get an emotional response from Scott.
Give Scott 3 more years. You'll be very emotional every time Aaron says something.
The problem is, though, man, is if I get fucking emotional, it's trouble, dude.
I know.
Yeah, it's fucking
Scott's
trouble.
Got that ginger
rage.
Have
you ever been mad at me?
Not that I can think of.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, I've never been mad at you.
Well, Scott, you've never been mad at Aaron.
He's not.
You know what, though? Aaron will say stupid shit, and he'll do stupid shit, but I understand that that's fucking Aaron. And I just blow it off, dude.
And that's problem is I want to fight Aaron on everything.
Hold on. What do I do that's stupid?
I'm just saying
stupid shit like sometimes.
So like our fucking little travels, man. You know, Aaron is just motherfucking road rager.
Oh, I was a road rager.
He was like white knuckled on the fucking steering wheel.
That's just him though.
And he's like, I swear to God, if this wasn't Kim's fucking car, I would have fucking brake checked that motherfucker. And I believe it.
Yeah.
He's mad. Yeah.
He's a very angry person.
I just don't like the way people drive. But was that? Wasn't it justified? Weren't those people fucking terrible drivers?
Well, they're terrible drivers, but is it justified? No.
To try and possibly kill them.
But you have to understand, I drive for a living, so it's like...
Right.
I can understand that because you've been on the road so long.
Yeah.
Then on the other hand, like, you should understand that people are shitty fucking drivers.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know where you would like go with that. Like, more exposure.
Real fast. I want to bury this. So I'm an asshole, right?
Yeah.
And I just want to publicly announce that I know I'm an asshole, but I wanted to bring this up to get to get some other opinions.
And yep, you're an asshole. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah,
Scott,
you guys
have Scott hasn't said jack shit.
Yeah.
You blew it!
That's so perfect.
Like, no, what do you think, Scott? Do you think it's stupid?
No, I said, then that's what I said. I go, it's fucking, you fall down that rabbit hole of curiosity.
But is it stupid of him to do this?
Well, yeah.
But do you understand why?
But what was the reason?
The reason I wanted to know the story. I needed to know what was going on.
But
why?
But think about this. Now that you know the story, are you any better or worse off than when you fucking didn't
Honestly,
know?
Fuck you with your fucking... I don't know what it's called.
I mean, Scott has a really good point
there.
Yeah,
no, I'm not. But I'm just curious. I'm curious. I need to be in everyone's business all the time. I need to know what's going on.
Yeah, I know.
That is the
really
way
weird.
I am. It has nothing... It has nothing to do with
but like
sexual attraction or wanting to get back together or being in love with anybody.
But you can see where this got you.
Yes, clearly.
And that's where need to understand that next time something like this pops up, you don't go
never again.
Open that fucking box.
Never again. Clearly. I love Kim more than anything in this world. Anything in this world. But I just...
anything more than your curiosity?
No, I love her more than my curiosity. But what I'm saying is... From my perspective, from sitting in this chair, I know that it's harmless, that there's literally nothing. But it's hard for me to see from other people. I mean, maybe it's a little sociopathic, but I don't see it as a bad thing because I know in my heart of hearts it meant nothing more than needing to know a story.
But you also have to realize, I feel like it's not sociopath tendencies because you can recognize it. But at the time, I feel like you would get so laser focused on it that you wouldn't think about other people's feelings at that time. Like now you can think about it and be like, I can see where Kim would be upset by that.
If I had done something similar in the past and was like, and then I thought about it, I would say, no, I'm not going to do this. But I've never done anything like this in the past. So it's like, it's new to me. I don't know. I don't connect with any of my exes. Look, every girlfriend and relationship I've ever been, it has been fucking cinders. I have burned every fucking bridge.
Turned everything to glass.
I have nuked every relationship I've ever been in, or they have. So there is no, hey, we ended on good terms, or hey, we're still friends, or we just didn't feel right for each other. We took a plane and we nosedived that motherfucker and we rode it until we were fucking hating each other.
At that point then, why do you need to continue that?
Because
you see what I'm saying?
I feel like
maybe it's like Facebook in the sense that it's like dopamine.
The building is burning, why do you have to go over and coat yourself in fucking gasoline?
Yeah, I just feel like Aaron has an addiction to
maybe it's the
drama.
I think you're right, dude. I honestly think you're right because right now I'm in this Facebook group called Let People Hate Things.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking obsessed with it because I will go in there and I will literally argue for no reason.
Do you get like excited to argue?
Yes. I will ignore everything and I will sit there.
That's
like,
what I was talking about.
And I'll argue and I'll wait for that fucking notification. I'll get
but
so excited.
I get the same way, but see the difference between me and Aaron is that I rationalize that beforehand.
Yeah.
As where Aaron will rationalize it afterward.
Correct. Well, like we were saying before, and like he was just saying, he gets laser focused. There's nothing
the type
else
of guy,
around him. It's
if,
just that.
If I go for long enough on Facebook with this arguing, I will eventually come to a point where I'm like, I'm never going to change this guy's mind. He's never going to change my mind. This is now boring.
But
like,
you have to understand that like right up front, though, because it's not going to fucking happen.
I wait and see.
That's like when I go on there and
I get the likes and then I get the people backing me up.
I start to comment.
Backing him up.
So that like just gets you going.
It turns it into a fucking event, like an arena. It's
not an arena. It's a fucking digital. It's code. It's
dude,
nothing.
I can count so many times on my fucking hands, man. Probably 10 times over. The amount of times I have fucking typed out a response to something and then literally before hitting send, I just fucking deleted the whole fucking thing.
I've never done that.
Always.
Yeah, we know.
Because I do not.
Misspells and everything. It might not even make sense because I will get so jacked up. It'll be like, and then send. And then I have to go back and edit it because it literally just says
understand,
like, rain on tin roof or something.
I understand that there are fucking, the internet is full of fucking blowhards that you, one, are never going to change their mind. Two, are out there just to fucking argue with people. And for me, it's
probably
not
me.
You're that blowhard.
For me, it's not having, you're not having an educated conversation with anybody on the fucking internet because nobody will engage you in an interesting fucking conversation.
That is untrue because I'm in a, like, and we're going to get into this right now, but I, like, so, in fact, I'll just open it with this. We all went and saw Star Wars on Thursday. There's a big thing where the critics gave it 93%, but it's currently the lowest rated Star Wars by audiences on Rotten Tomatoes. But
that's like even lower than the prequels,
lower than the Phantom Menace. Phantom Menace, since it's 57%,
which is a fucking travesty. Yeah. Because if you've seen the Phantom fucking Menace, you understand that that is probably one of the most garbagey fucking.
There's
movies.
Only like one redeeming thing about that movie, and Qui-Gon that's the yeah, Qui-Gon Jar Jar Binks. And the, well, shut up, Scott. No, the lightsaber fight at the end. That was yeah. the
You're
only
an
cool
idiot.
Part.
Misa. Jar Jar Binks.
You like how they throw those little fucking blue glowy balls at each other, like, at their enemies?
And
it's
the like electricity and stuff. But anyway, I just want to finish that segment with sorry, Kim, but I want to get into this. So
Kim, you were completely justified in your anger. Mad. Aaron's a dummy.
Yeah,
he's a dumb person.
I'm a stupid person. So anyways, we went and saw Star Wars on Thursday. Like I said, audience score is terrible, but critic score is great. But I have had conversations online with a bunch of people who have liked it. Now, when people explain to me, and like I'm part of the Screen Junkies fan page and stuff like that, they can have rational conversations about why they don't like it, and then I can give them a retort like, okay, well, this is why that happened, or this is why I believe that happened. And usually it won't change their mind, but they will say, I can see why you see it this way. This is the reason I didn't like it. And I actually really enjoy having those conversations more than the arguing conversations. The arguing conversations get my blood boiling. They get me fucking red-faced. So I love having those conversations.
But all those motherfuckers are just antagonists, man. That's,
yeah,
they're only
trolls.
There for
no,
that
I get,
fucking
I get it.
Fucking
I'm
reason.
Not trying to get back on that, but I'm just explaining the difference.
Yeah.
So, like I said, we went Star Wars Last Jedi. I want to talk about it. What did you guys think of the film? I'm going to give you my full rundown here in a minute. So
yeah, so if you have not seen the fucking movie,
fast forward or pause.
I'll put in the description, I will put the times that we fucking talked about it so that you can forward to the fucking end of it.
Yeah.
But you
it
know
is
what?
Sunday and you should have seen it by now.
Yeah, that's what
second
I was just going to say.
Second highest grossing
like,
Star Wars film
most,
of all time.
Second highest grossing
Let's say most
film
normal
of all time.
People probably haven't fucking seen it. There's a majority of people that have seen it. There's yes. a lot of people who have not fucking seen it yeah. already.
So if you
so
haven't
we are
going to
talk
fast
about
forward,
it.
Blah blah blah, five 10 minutes.
So here's the deal. It took me a couple days to process, and I did steal some, because there was no way for me to put it in words, but I stole some vernacular from other things I heard and other things I listened to.
He plagiarized.
Yeah,
I mean that's what
I'm
he does. That's what he does a lot.
No, I'm plagiarizing a little bit, but this is like I said when I first sat down and started processing it, it is how I felt. But putting into words was a little bit harder. When I heard somebody else say it, I was like, "That's it." So to me, The Last Jedi was completely and totally and utterly Kylo Ren's film. It was how the prequel should have been handled. It was an incredible turn to the dark side for Kylo Ren. It solidified everything. Snoke was there.
I wouldn't say turn to the dark side, but like the final like movement.
It's his turn to the dark side. There's no coming back.
Well, no, I mean like he was on the dark side, but he was like kind of in the middle ground.
Right. Well, like Vader was at the end of Return of the Jedi.
But there was a difference between Kylo Ren's character and let's say if we go back to the prequels, Anakin's character is Hayden Christian did it. He did a fucking terrible job at showing the conflict.
I thought you were going to say good, and I was going to...
He did a terrible fucking job at showing the conflict of the light and the dark side. And now, what's his name? Adam Driver?
Yes.
His name? Adam Driver's character. Kylo Ren, he did a fantastic fucking job at showing the conflict between the right and wrong, which is what they failed to fucking accomplish in the prequels.
Because they have a good actor now.
Right. And like I was saying, it's completely his movie. The way you see it, like, I mean, clearly there's good versus bad. They introduced some new force powers, which I'm fine with. I know everyone's freaking out about flying Superman Leia, but I didn't mind it that much because she does have the force in her. It's not hard to create a force
shield.
I
don't think it was her flying. Maybe she was just, like, pulling herself.
She was in space.
She was in space. That's not flying. You're floating. She's just, like,
propelling herself.
Or, like, pulling
and
herself.
Using a force shield.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad thing.
And me neither. And then the force hologram at the end with Luke and Kylo Ren. There's actually, if and I've only seen the movie once, but I'm I'm going to see it again tonight. So there is a great line that if you missed it, it's he's saying, he tells Ray when they're communicating from spaceship to planet, he goes, how are you doing this? There's no way you could be doing this. It would tear you apart. It would kill you. So at the end, Luke force holograms himself all the way out to fucking the planet they're on, and it winds up killing him, just like Kylo said it would. Mm-hmm. If you really go back and listen to some of the phrases from the movies, it all makes sense and it all comes together. And there's some stuff where you're like, holy shit, that happened in The Force Awakens. Like when Maz Kanata told Rey.
Maz Kanata.
Whatever the fuck its name is. What is his name?
Maz Kanata.
Whatever, dude.
I just think it's funny because a katana's a sword.
Whatever.
Kill yourself. Now I just imagined her with a sword.
Said to Rey, you're looking to the past. There's nothing for you in the past. Look to the future. And
somebody needs to heed that word of advice.
Yeah.
Are you done? So, anyways, she's
force flow through you, Aaron.
Eventually told her parents were nobodies, and everyone was like, I was let down.
Which I still think is untrue.
Nah, I think it's true.
I still think that there's going to be a reveal that shows that she is connected somehow to something.
I don't think so, because that kid at the end has the force powers.
What does Kylo Ren know, though? What does he know about her fucking backstory?
Lots of things.
I don't know, man. I don't think so.
Remember, in the Force Awakens, he was like digging into fucking Poe's brain and pulling out images.
I think there's been too much set up to just let it go with she was just a daughter of a couple fucking drunks and shit.
I don't know, dude. I think that would be perfect because then you don't have to connect her to anything.
Yeah, and it would also be like too convenient for her to be like, oh, she was Obi-Wan's granddaughter. Yeah, you know, something like that.
Stupid.
I feel like that would be shoehorning.
Yeah, I agree. And then the biggest reveal, this is the one that you don't want to hear, is and everyone is crying and losing their shit about, is the fact that Snoke dies in this, because they were like, he's such a buildup. To me, Snoke's character was there to solidify Kylo's return to the dark side. He kills him, and he's like, I'm fucking bad now. I'm the biggest motherfucking badass in the planet. I believe that...
He was a bridge character.
I believe that Snoke was dying anyways, and he... kind of knew what was going
to
happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, as a Sith, the last thing you have to do to become a full Sith
is kill your master.
Kill your master. So when he did that, it was before they were like, that was like right before they got buddy-buddy. And I was like, he's got to be turning the dark side. There's no way, because you just killed him.
Yeah.
Like, that was like the thing.
Yes. So it's just, it all makes sense. It all fits together. It's so fucking incredible.
It's a great movie.
So Star Wars is, I mean, can we arguably agree it's probably one of the biggest, if not the biggest, movie franchises of fucking in history?
Yes.
Yeah.
So don't you think that people already just, before even seeing these movies, they're just ready to shit on them?
There's already a bias.
I would say yes, except The Force Awakens did get a low audience score. And I think we do put too much stock in Rotten Tomatoes. I know that if I see a terrible review on Rotten Tomatoes, it doesn't make me not go see the movie.
But he rages.
But I'm very hesitant. I mean, like, me and Brian will text back like, dude, did you see the critic score for this movie that we're really excited about? Like, oh shit, yeah. But me and Brian also have this like connection where we love to go see a bad movie just as much as we like to go see a good movie.
Because it's still fun.
Right. So that's the whole thing, I think. And I don't think The Last Jedi is a bad movie in any way. I don't think it's even...
No.
I think it fucking takes a big steamy dump on the prequels, and people need to get over themselves.
Just like with any movie, there's just like a couple things where you're like, whatever. Like, I could let it go, though.
Now, you know, they did... This was like one of the first Star Wars movies where they tried to be humorous.
Yes.
And they actually succeeded in a lot of ways because it wasn't over the top. Now, I hear people complaining all the time that... They tried to be funny. It was too much. They just shit on it, trying to be funny. But it was just small moments that made it funny.
Yeah.
I mean, and there is one of the greatest fucking scenes that I've seen in any fucking Star Wars movie, where after they're fucking shooting at fucking Luke, and he walks out of that fucking smoke, and he does the old shoulder brush off.
Like, shoulder brushes, and I'm just sitting there, one hand down my pants, and I'm beating back and forth.
It was fucking awesome.
That part was amazing. But there's one thing I guess I don't understand, which I think that's why one of the reasons I have to go see it a second time. It's like, you know, when like it's the last ship and they're just like firing little lobs at them. Why the fuck didn't they just fire everything they had at the ship?
because they couldn't hit it because it was...
It's too far? Yeah. I mean, they can probably push a little quicker and just, like, surround it.
No, because it has to be within a certain distance. I don't remember. I'll explain.
That's one thing I didn't understand. Like, why don't they just, like, push their thrusters up a little bit and just fire all the shit they got?
I don't know. And then, but the other thing about that is, why didn't they, if they couldn't do whatever it is they wanted to do, why didn't they just send some fucking TIEs into, like, light speed and then come back?
That's movie shit, because if movies were reality... The fucking movie would last like 10 minutes.
True.
The resistance would be gone you know, before the Force Awakens.
General Hux does say, hey, I want to fuck with these guys. Let's just let them, their fucking fuel run out and then we'll kill them all.
That's true.
So that.
I'm like, that's a really stupid idea because you know how many times you people have been butt fucked by the resistance?
But what do they care? There's like 9 of them left. They don't give a shit.
And I did see this review where the guy was... talking about how at the beginning, remember where they dropped the bombs out of the big destroyer thing or whatever.
That was a cool scene.
Yeah.
Well, they were like, okay, so they're in fucking space and everything is weightless, so how do these fucking bombs drop straight down into this fucking thing?
It's a movie.
And that's the thing. It's like, at some point, you have to be willing to just fucking disengage some sort of fucking reality and just enjoy the fucking movie.
Blow each other?
I'm down.
So. We'll be right back in 25 seconds.
Final thought, though. It was great. Final thought. If you haven't seen it, it was go incredible. See it.
Go see it.
Scott,
right
like,
now.
What was your opinion on it? Because, like, you're a big Star Wars fan, right? Or, like, kind of like...
I'd say I'm a Star Wars fan. I don't know if I'm as big of fucking Star Wars as you guys, because I don't know a lot of the in-depth shit. But I enjoy it as the movie franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the name of the island that Luke was on?
Which one? In what movie?
In the newest movie.
Oh, it sounds kind of like Klingon speak.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I don't know that shit because I don't get that fucking far into it.
Aaron and I just nerd and like goobble over each other and talk about it.
So you get a perspective for me of a guy that is just, I'm a typical fucking dude. I go see it because it's fucking Star Wars. I don't get on the internet and fucking fight with people over it.
I don't fight with people about Star Wars. It's not something
I don't
fight about.
I don't fucking jerk to it. I don't fucking do all that shit.
Oh, Aaron has lines.
But I absolutely
won't cross them.
Yeah, I won't argue about fandom. I never argue about fandom.
The movie immensely. Yeah. I thought it was a good fucking movie. It was a long fucking movie, but it doesn't make you feel like you're watching a long fucking movie.
Honestly, it didn't feel that long. I mean, it felt long, but like not 2.5 hours long.
Right. I do have one criticism, and this part does irk me. This is the only part that I have to say.
Hopefully it's the same part I'm thinking of.
You guys fucked up. You should have just pulled the trigger on this. It would have made you... Finn is driving towards that fucking thing.
Oh, dude.
And I'm like, they're going to fucking kill this guy. This is awesome.
Dude, like, I was like, please let him die. And he's the weakest character. He
gets saved by... the new Jar Jar Binks fucking Rose.
Yeah. And I don't know about new Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, I don't think she's that bad.
I hate the fact that they have to always shoehorn a fucking romance
or
into these
something movies.
And
now you don't know because there's a love triangle between Rose and Rey and Finn. And
nobody gives a shit. Fucking Rose should have died a long time ago.
I was hoping the same thing. I was hoping he was going to go straight into that fucking thing and just... suicide bomb that fucker.
What an awesome heroic death for
exactly
him.
Especially since most of the film was talking about being a hero and whatnot and how you need a planning and it can't always be one or the other. I feel like they could have, I don't know, it just would have been so fucking
it would have been
cool.
A perfect end for him because honestly he's not that great of a character.
I agree with you.
And everybody's screaming at me like, oh, it's because he's black. No, not at all.
I don't
it's just
shits.
The fact that his character
it would have
been
great
that
but then
how about that what they were bonus. I'm nitpicking because I did love the movie.
There's nothing wrong with this movie. All right, here's the problems.
But when like Captain Phasma was supposed to be this fucking like the super mega soldier and dies in the second movie after
dies
being
by
totally
Finn, the
fucking
weak character,
totally fucking cut out of the first movie, totally Boba Fetted her up.
They could have done a lot with her.
So I just, that part also kind of irked me. But other than that, it is a perfect film.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
go see it.
It's a fun movie.
If you enjoy
the Star Wars movies, you'll get bonered up with fucking Luke coming back and doing his fucking thing.
Yeah, dude.
And I mean, everybody in the
Luke.
Everybody in the fucking theater And he cheered the fuck out when he walked out of that fucking smoke.
Yeah. Dude, it was like, it was such a cool scene.
It is.
And also, it's like, it was cool because he looked like younger Luke. And that's where I kind of thought it was a fake because, like, he didn't have all the gray in his beard.
Right.
And I was like, oh, it's probably a projection.
Oh, you thought that?
No. Like, at now I'm like going back. I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Yeah. At the time, I was just like, oh, he's so badass.
See, I thought he was just like, I got to go. Time to clean up. Fucking get back to it, man.
Gotta go, gotta throw.
But I mean, honestly, like, I didn't fucking see it coming.
Yeah.
When it fucking was kind of revealed that he was a hologram.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck was that?
Clashes.
Well, honestly, the one time when I thought, like, maybe, like, there's gotta be something weird with this is he was holding the lightsaber that Rey had that got destroyed.
Oh, I know.
So literally, 30 minutes before that, Aaron looked at me and he's like, how the fuck does he have the lightsaber? Because it fucking tore in half. And then as soon as it was fucking done that it was revealed that it was a hologram, I fucking looked at him and was like, there also, you go.
You got to remember that Kylo had a blue saber that looked exactly like his. And that, so I was like, okay.
I didn't see the hilt of Kylo's.
Exactly the same.
Okay.
Exactly the same. I think that's just like the standard training one that he was training everybody with. I mean, I know that's his. I know it's Anakin's, but I'm saying what I think that was what he got the standard, like.
Standard hilt. Yeah, you got to work up to. You got to be able to build your own one day.
Right, exactly.
Which, oh, I am so excited because Rey's going to get to build her own lightsaber.
I'm sure it's going to be pink or some feminist thing. And I'm totally okay with it.
Honestly, dude. I kind of hope it's black. They need to put a black lightsaber in one of the movies. That'd be pretty sweet.
So, anyways.
Like a fucking eclipse.
Yeah.
It
was great.
How much time we got left?
45 minutes.
Ooh, 15 minutes.
Well, we don't have 45 minutes left, but we're at 45 minutes.
Okay, that makes sense.
I knew we didn't have 45
minutes. I was like, we got to get into snacks. We're boning up over Star Wars.
No. Snacks can come later. So, me and Scott did go to Flagstaff, and I angrily drove up there, but it was hilarious because...
It was the longest fucking day of our lives, dude.
It was so long. I swear, it felt like a week inside of a day. So we went to Star Wars on Thursday, and then...
And got home probably about, what, 11:30? Yeah. 11:30?
Yeah, and then I'm like, all right, buddy, be here at 5 a.m.
See you at 5.
God.
So, all right, time to get real. It's a podcast. I promise I'll always be real. So I can't sleep. When, like, I'm alone in the house. I own a billion guns, but I cannot sleep. I'm not scared, but I'm, like, I just get anxious and weird, and I just cannot sleep. So I had about, I didn't fall asleep till about 1 a.m., and I wound up getting about 4 hours of fucking sleep.
Oh,
and
shit.
Yeah, dude. So, because I'm scared a little of the dark. And Scott shows
He's
up.
He's 33 years old.
I am 34.
34, sorry. Yeah.
You get it right, youngin.
Scott. Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Yeah, I know. Lots of losery things for Aaron tonight. Anyways, so we Scott gets there. We go. We stop at this fucking Dunkin' Donuts where I swear to God I had the angriest guy. This was the conversation with the guy. Hey, man, could I get a large caramel iced coffee and a bagel? Medium hot coffee.
I'm like, Aaron just does the old turn to look at me with his fucking like, what the fuck is
you guys
wrong?
Were the drive-thru?
Yeah. I was, dude, I wanted to rage on him. I wanted, but he's.
How at that point you've been driving and already raging.
You know, and here's my perspective versus Aaron's perspective. I'm like, dude, this guy doesn't want to fucking be here, dude. It's Friday morning and he's at fucking Dunkin' Donuts at 5 o'clock.
Yeah,
in the fucking
I mean, anybody with that kind of job, like, but yeah, you wouldn't want
to
be here.
I didn't yell at him. I wanted to. I was gripping that fucking steering wheel, but I did not yell at him. I said,
that's a big turning point for
you. I said, no, large iced coffee.
No.
Bagel with cream cheese. What kind of bagel? I'm like, all right, dude.
No, it was more like, what kind of bagel would you like?
No, it wasn't.
He did
You're
not.
Such a fucking
he did
liar.
Not fucking
joke.
He
had a tube.
I trust Scott because, like, I feel like
you trust Scott. Fuck you, dude.
No, because your opinions are always based on emotion.
Once
and
Aaron,
Scott's very
once Aaron gets angry,
keeled.
He just fucking sees red.
Yeah, and so he just thinks everything is angry.
Whatever. So we get up there, and it's freezing, and we're trying to surprise Kim because it's her big day, and we just thought it'd be funny. So. As we are getting closer, me and Scott start texting her like, hey,
just got on the I-10.
There's a bunch of bad accidents. I don't know if we're going to make it in time. blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, man, you know, I really wanted you to be here.
You're such a dick to
no,
Kim.
No, I'm not.
So
I'm
then
not.
So then I told him, I go, well, let's wait until we get literally 5 minutes mm-hmm. before we get there. And then we'll text her and be like, finally getting on the 17.
So we did.
So we did.
That's so funny.
So we're like, but it'll be fun to surprise her because she wanted us to meet her at the Sky Dome and Flagstaff and just be at the graduation. And I was like, no, let's actually go to her room and congratulate her and all that good stuff. So.
So we're like, okay, what hotel is she staying at? So I fucking look at Facebook on the last thing they posted because they posted at some hotel. And mm-hmm. I'm like, well, there it is. So we fucking go there.
Which hotel?
What the fuck hotel was it?
It was called like the Wilton or was it
the fucking the Wonder
One something
Wonderbus fucking hotel.
It was
fucking
it
know.
Was crunchy. It was hippie as fuck.
But we get out. It's cold as fuck.
Oh, yeah. dude
it's
so
it
cold.
Is fucking windy. Yeah, it's cold, and I'm not prepared for this shit. And my ginger skin can't fucking handle it, man. And I'm like, this is fucking bullshit.
Scott's face is all red.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck are we doing out here?
So we get in there, and there's a. Fucking like ring this bell, and it's an actual fucking cow, like not a cowbell, but
it's
like
at the counter. And it says the little customer service counter.
It's yeah, not yeah. like a, it's not like a bing.
And they have little
like
fucking a, things yeah, of Starbucks yeah. coffee, and it has a fucking thing that says ring bell for service.
Okay,
we rung that motherfucker for what 15 fucking minutes?
Yeah, no one came out. Finally, a
some guy comes out wiping his mouth from the bag. He's like, "What's going on?"
No, it was a nice hotel. It was a very nice hotel.
So Aaron walks back into like the fucking. The back room
mm-hmm.
and he's like yelling around. He's like, hey, anybody here? Yeah. And then we go into like where they have like the dining area.
Yeah.
And we're like, hello, anybody here? We're fucking trying to get a hold of somebody. Nobody, not a fucking soul in sight.
And it was in the morning. Like, it's not like, yeah. it's not like 3 a.m. It's not.
No,
that.
It was like, I think it was eight.
That's not like a eight. Crazy that people
no.
should be at their jobs.
Yeah.
So, this Hispanic gentleman walks in, very little English, and he's like, I'm like, Señor, do you have, is there any service?
Such a dick.
Excuse me, Mexican.
he's like, oh, immigration. And I'm like, no.
You're like, I work for but not today.
So you're going to have to cut that out. But anyways, so I go, I just tell him, I'm like, hey, dude, is there anyone here? And he's like, they come in a couple of minutes. And I was like,
yeah, right. He just looks like he's so fucking irritated. And he's like, yeah, they'll be here in a couple of minutes. And he like fans us away and like walks off.
Yeah.
You're like, dude,
so,
come on, man.
So finally I call Kim and I'm like, well, hey, what hotel are you staying? I'm just wondering.
Well, like, before that, so I text my daughter and I'm like, what room are you guys staying in? And she's like, oh, we're in 210. It's like, okay. So we fucking go upstairs and it's like the only sign that's upstairs says rooms like, what is it, 25 through 40?
Yeah.
And we're like, well, fuck, where's the 200s.
Did you guys go to the wrong hotel?
We were yes. at the wrong fucking hotel.
Oh, you idiots.
So I finally called Kim and I was like, what hotel are you at? She's like, we're staying at the Ramada Inn down the street. So I was like, fuck. So we get out of the car. All right, we get out of the hotel. We start to walk. I'm like, we'll just walk, dude. We'll just walk. And he's yeah. like, oh, okay. It's cold, but we'll walk. So we start going the wrong fucking way.
The wrong direction.
Like yeah. half a block.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, fuck this. We're driving. So we go back up to the car. We jump into the car. We find the right hotel. We knock on the door. Boom. We're there.
Well, before that, I walked in. I'm like,
bumbling idiots.
And I'm like, ooh. Continental breakfast. Time to get fucking fed.
Of course.
He's like, I'll just eat it.
What is that? A cold bagel? Yes, please.
No, they had like fucking sausage and eggs.
Oh, really?
Dude, it was like the whole layout, man. You could make waffles
every
and shit.
Every time I go to a hotel, it's like shitty wrapped pastries.
No. It was
that's
good.
Nice.
It was hot, it looked hot good. Food. I just wasn't hungry. And then Kim graduated. She's very proud of her. It was.
Was that not the most excruciating
was,
fucking hour
dude,
beforehand?
It was some lady talking about heroes and fucking Justice League. And
I was fucking
how the real heroes are the people graduating that day. And
I was cross-eyed.
Shut up.
Waiting.
There was a guy who brought a dog in with him in like a little bag and sat by me, and I was just like, "This is not the time for that, sir." Like, it was horrible. I was very proud of her. I was so happy to see her walk. I bought her flowers. Everything was incredible, but God, I hate those types of events. Like, just diploma and let's rock, dude.
Long story short, drive up 3 hours.
Yes.
Meet him there. Go directly to the fucking dome. Sit for 45 minutes.
No,
wait.
It was 2 hours, dude.
Well, no, that was before the fucking thing
right.
started.
Yeah, that was true.
Then fucking sit for another 2.5 hours. Go directly to fucking lunch.
Which
get in
on,
the car.
I want to talk about lunch.
And directly drive fucking home.
That sounds awful.
Yeah.
It was fucking terrible.
It was brutal, dude. Like, I got home and I was like.
Honestly, I thought sleeping. That night, like, I had nothing going on Friday. I'm like, hey, I'll ask Scott and Aaron if I should come too, but I didn't know if it would be weird.
It wouldn't have been weird. No, you're like, you family. Totally. You should have fucking came.
I should have come.
I hate you so much. Anyway, so we went to lunch, and I have this underlying problem. Another one. Just chalk them up.
Oh, here we go.
So I have to try the chicken wings at the place I go. I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with chicken wings. It's my favorite food in the whole world. Mm-hmm. I want it everywhere. So I saw on their menu chicken wings. I'm like, perfect food.
Done and done.
Yep, done and done. So I order the chicken wings, and this fucking stupid bitch brings me out a fucking bowl of wings.
Here comes Raging Aaron.
And a fucking side of hot sauce. And I...
Wait.
I don't
know. They didn't toss the wings?
No, they didn't fucking toss the
wings. That's the laziest thing I've ever heard.
You pour the fucking sauce on your own fucking wings.
It's like a fucking great concept.
Yeah, it's a great concept that maybe you should have a little fucking bowl in the back that you just toss the sauce on, you give them a couple whirls, and you're sending them out the fucking door. I was beside myself, enraged. Like, I looked at
That's
Kim.
That's the thing you're going to rage about.
I would have looked at it and said, oh, well, I guess I got to dip my fucking wings.
Yeah, I would just dip them.
No, dude, I was fucking, I was so mad. I should have.
God,
like,
dude.
What's it like to live
inside your brain?
Let me tell you something, Scott. One of your daughters ordered like a cream cheeseburger with jalapenos on it.
Right.
She picked off all the jalapenos, and I was just praying. I was like, please hate that burger so I can fucking eat it because I do not want to eat these chicken wings.
And she ate every fucking one of them.
No, it isn't.
Dip the wing.
I did dip the fucking wing. I ate the shitty wings. They got eaten, but I was the most disappointed I've ever been in my entire fucking life.
God damn, dude.
I wanted to throw myself in front of the train that was coming, that kept coming every 10 minutes.
You see, and I was, so we went to the lumberyard, and they brew all their own beers there.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, we should get a beer for the show. And they were like, fuck it. We'll just pick up beer. What? In hindsight, I guess we should have fucking got a beer.
Yeah. Yeah. Their beer was all right.
Yeah, it's good. It's dude, honestly,
they only had a few.
You go to every brewery has the same fucking beers. Honestly, yeah. If you go to them, there's very
the
rarely.
That's the thing with beer, and that's what I'm hoping, that one day we find that one beer that is so fucking different than what everybody else is fucking.
That's
making.
What I'm hoping too.
That's kind of what pumpkin porter was for a while.
Oh, it was for a while.
Yeah, but like now, every time you go, it's just the standard IPA, lager, stout. Like they all taste the fucking same. Yeah. There's no ingenuity. There's no differences. They're like, oh, it's got essences of grapefruits and lingonberries. I'm like, no, it just tastes like the other fucking beer I had 3 days ago at the other establishment.
Is Brian raging right now?
Brian's raging.
Dude, that's like when I get on my pulpit. I'm just
okay,
like.
Okay, well, if you can complain about beer, I can fucking complain about my chicken wings not being tossed.
No,
okay?
I'm talking about the entire establishment, not one situation where there's some restaurant nobody knows about where you have to dip the wings.
It was annoying.
There's an immediate solution to your problem. There's not one to me.
Yes, there is, because you can have beer anywhere. You don't have to drink there. You choose to
drink
there.
It's the fact that there's not a difference between the breweries. And you could just dip your wings.
I wish I could have brought some of that little Miss Sour stuff from Mississippi. You guys would fucking love that shit.
See,
the hipster thing, man. You got me on sour.
I'm digging sour beers now. Sour
yeah,
beers
the hipster too. Thing is like, oh, no, this one is totally different. This one has about a 40% hop.
Yeah.
And look, the artist is an 11-year-old and drew the label, and so we put it on there. So it's really hip and eccentric, man. I'm like, fuck you.
All right. I think we got to get into this.
We got to get going. We're running out of time.
Yeah. So already out of time. All right. Go ahead, Scott. Since Scott did both today, he brought two snacks. I only want to try the one. This other bag looks like fucking penises or packing peanuts.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
So the first one we're getting into.
The only one.
Yeah, let's get into the sweet one first.
It's not. No.
Yeah, try it. We got to try them.
Fuck. All right.
I want to save that one for the final fucking one.
God damn it.
Why are you upset to try
because
it?
Because they look like packing peanuts.
They kind of look like cheese curds.
These are High Valley Orchard brand Simply Butter Toffee Puffs. Now,
you can.
I saw these and I was like,
balls.
So we just fucking struck out with two puffs.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do it up and have a fucking good puff, man.
I hope these are good.
Holy fucking shit.
They kind of look like corn puffs.
Oh, darn. You can't open them. I guess we'll have to skip it.
I was hoping that the bag would explode.
I destroyed it. They look like big-ass corn pops.
No, yeah. They don't. They look like packing peanuts that are slightly yellow. Please stop lying to our listeners.
Says the guy that brought the fucking peppermint puffs.
Yeah, I knew they were fucking puffs, dick.
Why are you always so mad?
Why are you always so gay?
Hmm.
That, what does that even mean? This is what I'm talking about, man. You just got to chill out.
You shut the... Are you stoned?
No, but I'm digging these things.
These are fucking good. You know what it tastes like? Obviously, it's butter toffee.
Mm-hmm.
The poppycock.
Yep, you're right.
Popcorn. But I'd minus like the peanuts
put,
and...
If they put these inside of the poppycock, that'd be pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Just have like a different... different
they have texture. A sweet. They're not overly sweet.
Mm-mm.
Where'd you get this?
Aaron fucking hates them.
Where'd you get it?
I got it in the produce department at Albertsons.
You Jew. Were they like
no, because I happened to be walking by and I saw it.
I'm
like,
a Jew. These are probably like and I'm like,
these
are priced.
I go, these look pretty fucking good. I'm going to pick up a bag.
These expired?
No, not like your beer.
I like these. Though, this is nothing that anybody can really get because they're made in Mesa.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think they're made at somebody's house.
Fucking Scott.
Hey, they're good. I
Lehigh
like
Lehigh Valley, Mesa, Arizona. That's weird.
How's it weird? It doesn't even have a fucking label. It looks like you bought it at a fucking farmer's market.
It kind of does look like that. They're good, though, dude.
But they're fucking delicious.
I'm going to go with mine. That's a 3.5. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I could buy those.
I'd say a 3.5.
Yeah. I haven't been like much for sweets lately. I've been more of a savory guy, but I would buy those. So like you said,
but
Scott,
those aren't like overly sweet.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
They got a little good sweet to them, good crunch,
and it kind of like if you get like a big puff, kind of melts in your mouth a little bit, yeah. Like that.
They're okay, two. Curmudgeon Aaron.
They're two, dude. You know what they taste like?
God, you're
Cracker Jacks.
All you
they're
ever
fucking
do.
No. Yes, they do.
No
Cracker Jacks. These are way better than Cracker Jacks.
Yeah, they're Cracker Jacks. Fuck your stupid snack. It sucks.
All he does is get mad at everything.
He's just fucking
like,
angry.
That's all he is. Just
you're having really hard time opening those things.
Dude,
full of rage.
My biggest fear is that
pumpkin?
I go to open one of these things and it just blows all over the fucking table.
Yeah.
I want to blow all over the table.
So now for the actual snack. It is the Kettle Brand Maple Bacon Popcorn.
Oh, it's sweet. It's another sweet popcorn. Crazy.
I don't know. I think it's going to be fucking salty.
So Kettle Brand chips are good. What do you guys think of Kettle chips?
I love Kettle chips. Yep. Jinx, show me another Coke. Kettle Brand makes fucking what?
I just ate one.
Oh no.
Oh,
Kettle makes
these smell like dog treats.
Oh my god.
They smell like dude, I get my dog stuff from BarkBox. This is what that smells like.
Of course you were.
It's pretty fucking close.
Kettle makes a hot fries I want to try so bad.
You have to have a few of them to get the flavor. Oh my god.
Oh man.
It doesn't.
Hey Aaron, how good are those puffs looking now?
I'm grabbing the puff,
man. Oh shit. So you can. There is bacon flavor, and there's a little bit of weird mapley flavor,
dude. It I don't.
But the
taste
popcorn is like fucking plain and like spongy.
Mm. Scott, get the taste out of your mouth.
It does taste like fucking. I like every part of me wants to take another fucking bite of it.
I know it's weird.
It's like I'm trying not to count it out right now.
You guys want to give your scores?
It is strange.
It's a 2.
Yeah, I'm like a 1.5.
I get the fact that they made the bacon flavor, but it tastes like bacon bits.
It does taste like dog treats.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes like dog treats smell.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a
so
2.
Fucking weird.
It's a 3.5 for me. I love
of course. He's got to be different, you fucking asshole.
I love bacon salt,
God, dude. Do you think we'll ever get Aaron to fucking agree on a snack?
Bro,
Dude, just like, do you have to be different? Is this part of the thing where you're addicted to arguing?
No.
Like, you have to argue about everything?
And I explain why, or do you just want to continue to rant?
Go ahead.
They taste, I literally like the taste of bacon salt. I eat bacon salt seeds on the road all day long.
But
I like the popcorn. I like plain popcorn. Plain popcorn is my favorite type of popcorn.
That's true. You do not get butter on your popcorn.
I think
correct.
It's, I think
put
it's almost,
anything on it.
I think it's almost too plain, and there's not enough of that salty bacon flavor.
I disagree. Yeah. If you shove a handful in, it's pretty bomb.
You do get a little bit of the bacon flavor, but it's not enough to want me to keep going back and eating it.
No.
Now, I want something that
I had
fucking
a handful.
Puffs.
Yeah. Oh, here. Scott, get that taste out of your mouth.
Dude, I just put a fucking...
Dude, Scott, those are bomb. I really
these
like
are good.
Those.
I just put a handful of this maple bacon popcorn in my mouth, and you get the saltiness of the popcorn. You get the bacon flavor. It tastes a little buttery, too. It's good.
No. You know why I picked these up?
Because you're gay?
So remember that other thing that we were going to do?
Second time he said that this show. I don't care. He doesn't have a big role.
Remember that other thing we were going to do a while back?
No.
Before this thing?
Oh, shit. We're going to do... Hey, hold on. Why don't we do that next episode and tease it?
The fucking jelly beans?
Yeah. Because even if Brian isn't here because he made something up to get out of this,
we
could do
it. We might have something to do. Can you not do that?
No.
Can you not make it seem like I always try to get out of things because I don't?
I mean, you do. But it's okay.
No, you're just an asshole.
So, yeah, dude. Let's do it next. Let's do it next show.
We'll do it.
I will go pick him up. Okay. We'll do the spinner.
I'm down.
And we will do it on the show, and we will rate each fucking jelly bean.
But anyways, remember when I told you on that show the thing that is we'll never see the fucking light of day? That I had those things called beaver nuggets.
Yeah.
This is what those were.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you could find beaver nuggets, which I know are actually, I think you can get them online. That's exactly what these are.
When I got like home a toffee. I dropped some beaver nuggets in the toilet.
All right. Well,
we're not done.
I wasn't going to talk about that. Dude, stop jumping to conclusions. You derail the show every time you do that.
What were you going to say?
I was just going to say I really like those snacks, those little puffs.
I really like the popcorn.
Up. I know, because you have to be different.
They were only $3.69.
Huh. Wow. You spent $5?
And bought the beer.
Jesus. My bank account's getting low, buddy.
Nah. Someone's got to keep this fucking show rolling.
So... What was the beer again?
The Deschutes Pacific Wonderland Lager.
And what did you guys think?
I give it a 2.5 because it's
Bud Light.
Basic.
I'm going with Scott. It's a 2.5.
I'm going with
just
Scott.
Just as we were fucking raging before, I was raging about every fucking brewing company has to make a thing. This tastes like Four Peaks Lager. It tastes like Arizona Wilderness Brewing Company. Every fucking lager from these places tastes exactly the same. It's not Pacific Wonderland. It doesn't make any fucking different than anything else everyone else has out there.
Yeah, it's 2.5. It tastes like Bud Light. It's a nothing beer. I will never drink it again.
Fuck you.
It says that it's supposed to have a citrus twist.
Well,
it doesn't have a citrus anything.
Orange peel into it, yeah, maybe.
It was more crisp than probably a regular lager.
Yeah.
But I didn't really get much of the citrus to it.
No.
It's refreshing, just like every other.
Yeah, it's very drinkable. Like, I could sit and drink.
No.
Three or four of these pretty
it's boring.
Pretty easily, but that's what I'm saying. It's
true.
Just,
yeah, it's boring. It's forgetful.
It's a Bud Light. It's a freaking
It is a Bud Light.
It's a PBR.
It's
a
what you
Light.
Would drink if you were standing around at a stupid party or something and you wanted to drink, but you didn't want to get drunk.
Yeah.
This
and you try not to associate with people.
You don't want to get drunk and you want to look like a fucking hipster with black glasses.
Exactly. Fuck you, Deschutes. Go suck a dick. Your fresh squeeze has always been the best, and this sucks.
I hope there's one brewery out there who's listening to this and is like, I'm going to make a change.
Like Michael Jackson?
Now, you know what I did? I did want to try, and I don't even know if you can get it anymore.
I don't even know.
The 98 KUPD, the red lager that they had coming out.
Do they make it?
I don't know. It was done. It's done by Four Peaks, but they did it for like a special fundraiser thing.
I didn't know about this.
So I don't know if they have any left. I'll have to take a look and see if there's any place we can get a hold of it.
Okay.
Maybe it'll be different.
I'm beer next week, so. No. Brian is beer next week.
I'm beer next week.
I'm snack.
Your snack. Scott is.
And I got the week off.
You got the week off. And I'll bring a movie next week.
Yeah, and we will definitely 100% review Bullet. And then we'll get into Brian's movie. Mm-hmm. And we'll have a good show. I think this was a pretty good show.
This was a long one.
So, thank you guys so much for listening. Go see Star Wars. Try Kettle Brand Maple Bacon Popcorn. Do not eat those dumb puffs.
Don't try it. Don't try the popcorn.
Don't drink popcorn's the beer. Terrible. And I'm Aaron.
I'm Brian.
And Scott.
And this was Sick Invite Podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you next week.
All right. Well, see you later.